What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Self-Helpless podcast. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we are going to do a full episode on something that I mentioned in a recent episode. But today we're going to talk about the phases of the menstrual cycle and talk about some shit that should have been taught to us in sex ed. For sure was not. And yes. It's kind of shocking how important this stuff is, and I had no clue until TikTok. God bless TikTok, you know, really just being my teacher and mentor for everything in life.
Yeah, I'm really just excited to learn more how to leverage the phases of my cycle to improve my life and my business and my day-to-day. Because I've heard people talk about how they schedule their business practices around each phase of their cycle, whether, you know, sometimes they have their client-facing meetings or where they're most visible during their whatever the fuck phase it's called. We're going to get into all that shit.
Yeah. Follicular. Yeah.
Follicular. Oh, God. This is going to be a hard one for me. and then, you know, when it's kind of more time to kind of go inward, that's maybe when they do the content writing for their stuff or those, you know, those kind of breaks and rest periods. And I'm like, oh, that's really smart because I'm just kind of floating around day to day, not knowing what the fuck I'm going to feel that day. And it would be nice to feel like I have a grasp and I can plan things around the phases of all this.
Yes. Yeah. I'm excited to talk about it with you and excited to share this with our listeners. Maybe you listeners already know some of this stuff, but those of you who don't, hopefully it brings you some clarity and insight into this area of your life that I certainly didn't know enough about. But
yeah.
Before we get into that, this episode is coming out in August. I'm going to be at the Dania Beach Improv this weekend. I'm excited to go. I've never been there before. Going down to Florida. So Florida Helpsters, if you're in that area, would love to see you. And then tons more tour dates for the rest of the year. I'm going to be in Fort Collins, Louisville, Spokane Comedy Club, Cleveland, Grand Rapids, DC, Nashville, Huntsville, Atlanta, Boston, and Tampa. So
holy moly.
Yeah, KelseyCook.com for those tour date tickets, guys.
Very nice. And hey, if you like listening to podcasts, which I assume you do since you're here right now, I got another one and it's called Career Crush. You can get it over at DelaneyFisher.com. It's completely free over there. It's a private show at the moment, but totally free. And we talk about building an unconventional life and career. I have a lot of episodes where I'm answering your questions. I have a lot of wonderful guests on who are doing crazy cool stuff all over the world. Recently, we talked about how you can allow enable like your ideal lifestyle to actually fuel your career decisions if you have no idea what you actually want to do professionally. We talk a lot about resilience and how sometimes what you want to do feels like a calling and sometimes it fucking doesn't. And you just do it and you find your footing along the way. I had an interview with somebody who had one idea of what they wanted to do and it transformed into something completely different that was totally out there. I'm just having a really good time. Would love to have you over there. And yeah, DelaneyFisher.com. Check it out. Yeah.
Well, do we have a quotable?
We sure do have a quotable. And let me pull it up right now because it's totally ready. Kelsey had a really good idea to do a quote this episode about like how we're kind of plants, right? And sometimes you need water, some days you need sunshine, that kind of thing. We couldn't find that fucking quote though. So we have a backup quote that we feel might relate to this. This is from Lucy Larkham. It says, like a plant that starts up in showers and sunshine and does not know which has best helped it to grow, it is difficult to say whether the hard things or the pleasant things did me the most good.
Wow.
I fucking love that quote because
I do too.
You're right. Like nature, they need the sunshine, like a tree, a plant. It needs both. It needs rain. It needs shine.
It's sunshine. It does need shine. It sure needs
shine. We got to get some body glitter on that bitch. It needs all of it. And I think that is such a beautiful analogy to the different cycles of your life, but also the different cycles of our menstrual cycle too, because we feel all kinds of things up and down all over the place.
Yeah, the quote that we couldn't find that I love and I know I've referenced before on the show is just the idea that if you were to give a plant water every single day, which, I mean, granted, this analogy doesn't totally work for humans because we do need water every day, right. But the concept being that, like, a plant needs different things on different days the same way that we do as humans. Like, we have to listen to our bodies and be in touch with ourselves and know that some days we're not going to be able to accomplish the same things that we could on another day because of other circumstances in life. You know, sometimes you need more rest. Sometimes it is a good time to really, like, get creative or go do a hard workout in the gym or whatever it is. But you have to listen to yourself and know that it's different all the time.
Absolutely. Totally agree. And this is such a good reminder. Just reading this stuff has made me feel so much better because sometimes I feel like kind of nuts. You know, the way that my energy shifts and even my mindset, like some days I feel really hopeful and some days I feel really fucking sad. And I'm like, what's going on? I was fine yesterday.
Right.
And this just makes me feel like, okay, this is totally normal. And I think we forget because it isn't talked about really at the forefront of, you know, health discussions and stuff like that, that we kind of forget that we do have different things kind of biologically going on in here.
Yes.
Should we talk about the different phases first, or can I ask you a lot of personal questions up front?
Oh, sure. I mean, you can both. We can do D all of the above because.
Okay. I would love to hear, like, how old were you when you first got your period, right? If you want to divulge, and like just your period story, if you will. And then how things have changed for you over time, trying to get a grasp on like your cycle and managing symptoms of it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I have had an interesting period experience. I didn't start my period until 8th grade, like the last week of 8th grade. Like, I was really, really late bloomer. And I actually talked about this on stage now, and I know I mentioned it in the Jeremiah Watkins episode, but because I got my period so late, it was just such like a bad such a perfect storm of bad timing. I got it at a time when it was my school's graduation trip to the lake.
Oh.
Like, I got it leading into that. And so, and they always, I don't know if this was told to you, but it was told to me that you shouldn't use a tampon on your first period. You should use a pad to, like, get used to the period. I don't know. That
I've
was just
never heard
was
that
taught to me. So I went into my lake trip, the school trip, with a massive pad on. I mean, a pad that was like fucking belly button to middle of your back. Like,
yeah,
a whole setup. And
taint to tummy?
Taint to tummy. Taint to tummy. And this was that very, those formative years where, like, this was going to be the first time that you were in a bikini in front of the boys.
Oh.
Like, in a swimsuit in front of boys. And so all of my friends were in their cute little bikinis, and I had to wear a t-shirt and these, like, giant men's basketball shorts.
Hot.
Because I needed something to cover the outline of the huge pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody jumped in the lake, and nobody told me that you can't get in with a pad on.
Oh.
So I jumped in too, and that thing started dragging me to the bottom. Of the
God. They need different warnings on those pads.
But I mean, forget toxic shock. Like, yes. We gotta get a whole thing going for drowning with the pad, because
yes.
I mean, my life flashed before. I was this teeny tiny eighth grader, and that thing got so heavy so fast. I talk about on stage, I could, like, see the water level of the lake just, like, slowly going lower and lower
because
my pad was, like,
sucking. Oh, they need to come
up
with a flotation device next time. Holy shit.
Yeah, so I like, gripped onto a friend's shoulder and, like, because I wasn't a good swimmer, and it flopped me up onto the deck, and I stood up and the dock, and, like, in front of everybody, just gallons of water was dumping out of my shorts.
Oh.
And it wouldn't stop. I mean, it was like there was so much in there. I just stood there with water, like, pouring out of me like the grossest magician.
And were people like, what's going on, Kelsey? Or, like, what were they? I mean, could you explain?
I don't know. It was one of those things where, to me, it felt like everybody was looking at me.
Yeah.
And maybe people didn't understand what was happening. Maybe nobody was looking. But for me, it felt like everybody is watching this happen right now. And I cannot explain why water will not stop coming out from my shorts.
Right. Was it clear water, or was it like
clear water. Yeah, clear.
At least you had that on your side.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah. Not like a carry blood situation.
Yes.
But so I had some bad period experiences early on. And then I was on the birth control pill for like 12 or 13 years. And that basically made my period non-existent. And then I have unfortunately had like a really bad past couple years of period stuff. Excuse me. And as you listeners know, if you've been listening for a little while at least, that I got an IUD half a year ago, and that has really helped things kind of get back to normal-ish. I'm still getting some stuff figured out with it, but I think my mom being in the hospital, especially the amount of cortisol that was just, I mean, I was such a wreck, and that can really impact your hormones a lot, and I just was having horrible, super painful periods, heavy periods. It's been a tough couple years with it. So that is my period story. Delaney, what is your story with your period?
I had just such a much more calm, lovely experience than
calm waters.
Yes. Than almost drowning on my class field trip.
Yeah.
From the giant diaper I was wearing.
Yeah.
But I was 11 or 12. It was the very next day after sixth grade graduation. So it was like the first day of summer vacation, and pretty like uneventful. I just woke up after sleeping and went to the bathroom, and it was there. And it was just me by myself. And then I'm like, oh, okay, this is happening now. That was pretty much it. Very anticlimactic.
Wow.
Nothing.
Wow.
You know, wasn't swimming with the boys in a bikini. Wasn't nothing, yeah. None of that. So yeah, that, and then I always had really, really brutal periods. Like I was, I don't even know if I would say irregular, because it kind of was regular that I would only get them every
like,
two
unfortunately,
or...
it was a regular.
It was a regular occurrence. It was. It really was. I'd only get them every like 2 or 3 months, but they would last for like 10 days and they came with a fucking vengeance. I had those really horrible cramps. Like, I mean, it would take me out sometimes where I'd have to call in sick from school and stuff like that.
Wow.
And so I, you know, because they were so bad, I just begged my parents to like allow me to go on the birth control pill as early as possible. So I think I went on that when I was 14 or 15.
So young.
Yeah, because like they were so brutal. I'm like, and if you saw pictures of me back then, you know I'm not trying to fuck. Like, I think my parents are like, look, we can put this girl on the pill, okay? There's nothing to be concerned of here.
Those braces on your own birth control. Ain't nobody.
It's going to be a while before somebody tries to enter this person. And so I went on there pretty young. And yeah, same thing as you, Kels. I was on the pill for, I don't know, 12 to 15 years, probably. I can't remember. I think I was approaching 30 when I went off of it for the first time. There was a couple times I had gone off of it. But and then from there, was really worried to not have any kind of form of birth control. So I got the IUD, the copper IUD.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I felt like my periods actually got worse on that in a lot of ways. With the pill, I didn't clarify. The pill definitely helped make things lighter, and I was getting it every month and all that stuff, so that was helpful. And then right. I just got off of everything. I just wanted to see like what my baseline would be, and yeah. I was so scared that getting off of anything I would just go back to that default as when I was younger of getting it every 2 to 3 months with a horrible 7 to 10 day menstruation. And so I went off of it, and it became regular. Like, it was a monthly thing. It was almost like I was back on the pill.
Wow.
However, there was a period of time where I went off of the pill when I was in maybe my early 20s, right out of college. And it was not really intentional. It was just like I ran out of birth control and I was too lazy to get it refilled. So I was like, mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'll just do this for a while and see how I feel. And it went back to being a hot mess.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, when I was older, I went off and it was, it felt great. Like it felt fine.
Oh,
it felt like I was on the pill without being on it. I had made some lifestyle changes by that point that I'm sure were affecting it. But
yeah,
now I've just been off of everything for, I mean, years now. It was the first time that Dr. Jolene Brighton guested on the show. So
right.
How many years ago was that? Now we were still recording in studio.
Three or four.
So I've just been no birth control, hormonal stuffs about 3 or 4
okay.
years now. Yeah.
And
that's
it. Dudes, if you're listening,
fuck you.
No. Kiss your penis on the tip and just know that you are living a fucking fantastic life.
God. It's so funny. Cam and I used to not wear condoms because I was on all the things.
Yeah.
And now that we're married, we wear condoms because I'm not on anything. Yeah. What a sad reversal for our sex life.
That's tough.
So funny. But like, I mean, gotta do something until he gets a little snippage going. We gotta do
something. Well, I was gonna say, when's that happening? Because I'm over here living that vasectomy life.
Oh,
baby,
God, I'd love to join that club. Yeah,
pretty,
you know,
incredible.
I just like, yeah, when's a good time to do it? I mean, just as soon as possible, probably. Right?
If you guys are feeling sure that you don't want kids, I mean, vasectomies are reversible.
Yeah.
But
I should really bring that up with them and be like, hey, want to go back to the old times?
Yeah. That's a good way to start that sales pitch. Listen.
Yes.
Let me... Let me talk to you about a friend called Raw Dog that I think you've probably been missing, and it is on you to meet him again.
Are you tired of having your buddy Trojan join all of our parties? Because I have a solution for you. Yeah. So that's the story in a nutshell.
Well, Godspeed, Cam. We'll be thinking of you.
I know.
If you go that route.
Also, Kels, how absolutely fucked is it that pregnancy symptoms and period symptoms are like the same thing? What the actual who hates us enough to make this the thing?
It is so shitty. Cruel. The amount, I mean, I've had years shaved off of my life from full anxiety spirals thinking that I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
When it's the exact same symptoms as a period coming.
It's horrendous. Okay, I don't think I've talked about this openly, but Cam and I recently had a potential, I don't want to say pregnancy scare. That's probably not the right term. I was scared, though, and so was he. So maybe it is the right term for us. And I was like two and a half weeks late on my period. And the irony is that we were getting featured in this Bustle article for living a dink lifestyle, which is double income, no kids. And so literally it got published on like Bustle.com while I'm thinking I might be pregnant.
Oh my God.
It was, it was a rough, and it was around like Thanksgiving or something. It was a rough time. It was a rough holiday season. But I couldn't tell because all of the, I mean, what I was reading about early pregnancy signs and what I know about period symptoms, it all felt very similar. And then I just got a bunch of pregnancy tests delivered to my home. I got it like, Uber-eated all these pregnancy, whatever, Postmated. All these tests because I'm just like, I don't even feel like going out and buying it and standing there and freaking myself out. So then, anyway, I took some tests and just late.
Isn't that crazy? And you know what else is crazy is that sometimes you can get pregnant.
Yeah.
And then not be 2 weeks later. Like it can that quickly not be happening. So that's an additional mind fuck where you're like, it actually, like, you could take a pregnancy test.
Yeah.
And have it be like, this seems like a positive or, you know, that faint line. But then.
Like a false pregnancy, you mean? Or no, a like false not pregnant?
Like, you can, like, having an early miscarriage.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
That's. That's hard then too, because then you don't know what is happening to your body.
Right.
It's just so hard to be able to tell.
Right. Yeah. So it's real tough.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Well, let's get into the actual phases because, like I said in the beginning, bunch of shit I did not know, but we know that the length of a menstrual cycle is typically around 28 days. That is the average among women. And the day count for your menstrual cycle begins on the first day of menstruation. And there are four phases. So menstruation, follicular, ovulatory, and luteal. So we're going to go through each one and talk about what's going on a biological level, as well as how that is going to potentially make you feel in terms of just your energy levels, what you're feeling like on a personality level that day. And we should start with menstruation, because that's...
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say... Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say, like, this, all the kind of technical terms, that just goes right over my head. So yeah. We definitely, Kelsey and I really like when people describe it as, like, you know, changes in season. So instead of menstrual, all the things that you listed, you can think of it as winter, spring, summer, and autumn. I find that a lot more digestible. And every article out there just tells you, like, this is not exact for everybody. Don't try to hold yourself to some standard. It's a general kind of rule, and you'll find your own rhythm. So your menstruation cycle, aka winter, first day that you're bleeding, and this is when your reproductive hormones are at their lowest, which leads to a lot of fatigue. You might just kind of generally feel blah, as we do when we're bleeding. And so some tips for this, by the way, this is a great article I found on Nature's Best. And some great tips for this is maybe, you know, calling it an early night most nights, getting some really good rest, really light, gentle exercise. And it's okay to, like, cancel plans if you don't feel like going out and being social. Just, you know, stay in if you want. And if you have figured out how to track this really well, you can even pre-plan for those things where you're not scheduling dinner parties and all that kind of stuff around this phase of your cycle.
Yes. Also, something that has been helpful for me to understand more is that with your estrogen and progesterone levels being at their lowest, your metabolic function also slows down. So if you're somebody like me who has IBS, I am always trying to be kind of considerate of what I'm eating anyway. But on my period, I try to avoid alcohol if I can, because even on a good day, non-period day, alcohol messes with my stomach and my digestive system. So if there's anything that is hard for you to digest, I try to avoid those sort of things, because you might experience more like constipation or diarrhea, or just things not feeling like they're working the way they should in terms of your backside. So just know it's like it's your hormones. Like, it's fucking crazy. We're dealing with stuff that's out of your control. And I also wanted to say, to apologize for whenever this was that I brought it up in a recent episode. I believe I said estrogen and progestin, which is the synthetic version of progesterone. So I misspoke. I meant to say progesterone.
You bitch. Get the fuck off the podcast. I've canceled you. yes. So I love that this article kind of gives you some tips on, like, how you could be eating to support you as well. This is when you have those crazy cravings, and whether you're craving sweets or meats or whatever is going on, but trying to lean towards the healthy stuff, because it's just going to help you feel a little bit better during this time of the month. So if you're wanting something sweet, they're like, you know, go grabbing a date, like a peanut butter stuffed date or something, or dark chocolate, banana, almond butter smoothie, like those types of things. And then, because you're going to want to focus on boosting your iron and stuff because of the blood loss, you know, a lot of, like, dark leafy green vegetables, beans, lentils, all that kind of stuff. So just really focusing on that, and not forgetting vitamin C, which increases the iron absorption. So have the dark leafy greens and then take a little vitamin C, you know, supplement or whatever you like, or you can get it through, you know, red peppers, broccoli, pineapples, all that kind of stuff. So I think that's very helpful too, is I'm going to make note of that for myself, is just what to kind of eat during these times of my cycle too, because I've never really considered that stuff. I just kind of eat the same things most days.
Right.
Yeah.
I also highly recommend following, she's called The Food Medic on Instagram. She's really great. She talks a lot about the things that she does to support her body during each phase of her menstrual cycle. And I just really like following her. So she's a great follow.
Fabulous. Oh my God. I remember when I was younger, I just craved a giant bowl of ground beef. Like, that's all I ate on my period, because I must have been like the iron that I was
using.
Iron,
yeah.
And now I just eat a big bowl of Impossible meat. Same kind of shit. but I remember, like, that so clearly, that craving.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so now we are going to talk about the follicular phase, which comes after your menstrual phase. And this is considered the spring season. And this is a good time. This is a good time generally because you're experiencing a steady rise in estrogen. So your metabolic function coming back, it's helping increase your stamina, your endurance, your power, your strength. It's a good time to do maybe a more intense workout. Your body's more able to handle something like that. And this is also a time where you might be experiencing clearer skin and a clearer mind. So it's a good time. When you think about spring and it feels like a time of possibilities, that's how it feels for me during the follicular phase.
Oh, every single time. I'm just so grateful I'm not bleeding out of my twat anymore. And I'm like, oh, life is good. Everything is great and right in the world. That I'm like, yeah, this does feel like, I never really thought it was hormonal stuff. I just thought like, oh, the logistics of not having to deal with this every morning or every day is wonderful. Yeah. Yes. And I feel like I can go out and accomplish all of my dreams.
Yes.
Some more tips for this phase of the cycle. You might want to catch up with your friends because you've been really hibernating. Mm-hmm. You brainstorm your creative ideas, plan those projects, you know, get out there, do some light exercise, all of that kind of stuff. And then they recommend including some like dietary sources that help metabolize estrogen, O-E-S-T-R-O-G-E-N. Don't know what that is.
I think
is.
That's supposed to be estrogen.
Estrogen?
Maybe.
It's a UK like a article.
British article.
Estrogen. So things like beans, like fermented foods are really good, apparently, like kimchi around this time of the month. And also staying on top of your iron and vitamin C because you're just kind of coming off of that, you know, phase where you were bleeding.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's always those are just really great tips.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, you get into your ovulatory phase. So this could last 1 to 3 days, they say. This is when the egg is released from the ovary. And this is your summer. This is the season that they're calling it because it's just like you're feeling so powerful and strong. This is when your testosterone is the highest. This is also when you might be feeling horniest. And confident, social, creative, all of those good things. So I wish that phase lasted longer.
We got 4 phases and only 2 of them sound like, it's like 2 of them are absolute fucks. And then the 2 that are great are like the shortest ones, it seems like.
Yeah, what the fuck?
What the fuck? Okay, anyway, welcome to summer, baby. So you're going to feel like your brightest, springiest self for 3 to 7 days. Whoop-de-fucking-do. And really try to capitalize on that like buzzy energy. You're going to feel like kind of motivated, more effervescent. You might want to schedule like the intense workout, like Kelsey said, or go to that big social event. Maybe present that thing at work that you've been working on because you feel your best. You know, have a lot of good sex, whether that's solo or with a partner or multiple partners. And then because you're at peak estrogen at this time, it really makes you feel on top of the world. So at this point in your cycle, you might actually have like additional estrogen, like excess estrogen. And so to actually eat in a way that helps remove that and levels you out a little bit, like fruits, veggies, legumes, pulses. What the fuck's a pulse? I don't even know what that means. Nuts, seeds, fresh herbs. You'll have to Google pulse on your own.
I'm Googling it right now. I've heard that term before and
I don't know what that is.
What it is. Pulses,
but
food.
Basically, that's so interesting that, you know, you're kind of at peak estrogen. But too much of that can actually have a negative impact on your cycle, which can lead to like really uncomfortable PMS symptoms kind of leading into this next phase, which is so interesting. Yeah. So even when you're feeling that your best, you might want to really focus on trying to kind of level out that estrogen spike. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
So it seems like pulses are legumes. It's beans, lentils, peas. How strange. I wonder if that's also a British thing.
Must be.
Maybe not.
Well, thank you, Dr. Kelsey, for clearing that up.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. We're such a...
This is a professional-grade podcast, everybody.
Yes.
All right, hit us with the next phase, Kels.
Okay, so the next and final phase is the luteal phase, which they refer to as fall. Now, this is the thing. This is what was the most impactful for me learning about this because, and I thought of you because you talk a lot about questioning things or wanting to make changes or feeling like you've outgrown something. And this is all very, very common in the luteal phase.
Wow.
So, which is just, isn't this wild that we all can be experiencing the same sort of mental symptoms right. because of what's happening in our bodies with hormones?
Right.
So during the luteal phase, you're shifting, your body's shifting from high estrogen to high progesterone. So completely different hormones that are making you feel completely different things. So this is classic like PMS time. Yeah. You might be feeling more anxious. You might be feeling more introspective. You might be having mood swings. And the vibe of fall typically is that you're slowing down. So this is a good time to kind of go inward and journal and maybe figure out things that you're feeling. But this just was an important thing for me to know that if I am getting those feelings of like, oh my gosh, like, why do I feel like I want to like move to a new place? Or like, if you're getting those wild hairs up your ass, yes. where you feel like you need to change everything in your life, maybe take a peek at where you're at in your menstrual cycle. Cause maybe it's just hormones making you kind of not feel like yourself.
Oh my gosh. That is so fascinating. I just thought I was nuts. I mean, I really, because I'm like, oh, that this happens to me like clockwork.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I feel like the questioning and all of that might happen to me a little bit more frequently, but maybe not. I've never actually tracked it, and I'm very bad with like the passing of time. So it could feel like it happens every day, but really is maybe just a week of my month or something. So yeah, the fall autumn phase, like Kel said, it's a big estrogen drop and all of that. So, you know, low mood, anxiety, crying spells, appetite changes, even body image concerns can pop up in this phase. Yeah. The crying spells, like, yeah, I'll just be watching something and I'll be crying for no reason. I have no personal connection to the topic. I'm just crying and sad.
Just good cry.
Yeah. And it's, you know, autumn is very much known for unpredictable weather. So just remind yourself, like, look, your mood swings, they are justified and it's going to pass. Like, no one season lasts forever. You're going to get through it. So this is the time kind of before your hibernation period. And this is when animals kind of increase their food take. So feel free to do the same if you want, you know, if you want to like choose kind of healthy, nourishing whole foods to kind of sustain your energy levels. People recommend really cutting back on the caffeine and alcohol during that time. Yeah. And this says you may wish to add more sources of chromium to your diet, as it contributes to the maintenance of normal blood glucose levels. And you can find this in like Brazil nuts, broccoli. I've seen Brazil nuts at Trader Joe's. Never bought them. Never tried them. Have you seen those?
No.
Giant.
Yeah, like, I'm sure nuts. I'm allergic, but.
Oh, right. I'll try them for both of us. Yeah, they're massive. Okay, that's really interesting. And you might find your sleep becomes a little erratic at this time. I know for me, when I'm in a phase of questioning things or feeling like I gotta change stuff, I have a hard time sleeping because my brain is kind of racing and all of that. Yeah. And so, you know, magnesium, Kelsey, you're a big fan of magnesium for helping you sleep. That might be a really great one for sleep and mood and all that. And they said dark chocolate and pumpkin seeds and quinoa are especially wonderful during this time. Mm. I like one of those three things. I mean, they're all fine, but I'm going to go for the dark chocolate. Let's be real.
What I was going to say, too, is I had read somewhere that also during your menstruation phase – that you are more likely to experience insomnia and that the sleep that you do end up getting is not as restful.
Oh, gosh.
And I just am like, what in the fuck?
I win? Please.
Like, of all phases, that's the worst time to experience those things because you're already exhausted. Your right. hormones are at their lowest. But it's so funny because I've said forever that I just sleep really poorly during my period. Like, it takes me a much longer time to fall asleep. I feel like I wake up earlier for no reason. I'm just tired. And so anyway, if you have experienced that, just a heads up, that is also part of this.
Wow. And
yeah. Do you use an app to track your period and your cycle?
I do know. I just started and it's so helpful I always plan to be like, oh, I should really write this down on my calendar that it's the first day of my period. And then I never would. And yeah. I love the fact that you just put it in there and then it just reminds you like, hey, you might be starting this soon or whatever. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is a hot tip. You know, like it's really been awesome that you can plug your symptoms and all that kind of stuff. So yeah. Those are very helpful. Do you use one as well, Kels?
I do, yeah. And I have to say, now that I'm being also more aware of the individual phases besides just my period, just the menstruation phase, it's crazy because I'll get frustrated with myself creatively where I'm like, why do I feel so stuck right now?
Yeah.
Why am I having – it feels like such a struggle to put pen to paper – generate new material, whatever it is. And then out of nowhere, sometimes it's like, I cannot stop thinking about ideas. I cannot stop writing new jokes. I can't, like, all of this creativity flows to me. And now I'm starting to look at my app and be like, wow, yeah, that actually lines up with exactly those phases. Like when I'm in my follicular spring phase, I am so creative. I was recently in it a few days ago and was like, could not stop writing.
Wow.
But a couple weeks before that was feeling really down on myself, feeling really just like, man, I cannot seem to get stuff going.
It's so weird. And of course, I always love to think about this as like, why from an evolution or biological perspective is why is this a thing? Do you think it's because at, you know, let's say your body is preparing potentially to be fertilize an egg, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to think of what the reasoning behind all these phases would be. Like when you're kind of questioning things, you feel like you want to change stuff. Are you trying to like optimize your environment for a potential baby that might be here one day? Like, I'm just wondering why?
Right.
Right. Like it's so fascinating to think that this is doing this for a reason. To keep like the human species alive potentially.
Yeah.
But it's like, can't we just tune it down a little bit if there's not going to be a baby in there? And I feel like I'm going to track this now because I always, it's hard to know, okay, what's the cycle thing and what's just being an entrepreneur, you know, what's just the entrepreneurial kind of dread that people have mentioned before, the really highs and lows of running your own business or going after what you want that might be unconventional, whatever it is. Because that's really hard to pinpoint too, because sometimes I do feel like every couple days I feel different and I don't know if it would be related to my cycle. It might be something like more work or creative related external factors like that.
Right. And another thing to add to all this, I've seen many TikTok videos go viral about this, about how you feel toward your partner in a romantic relationship based on the phases.
So we mentioned
that. In your ovulation phase, you might be feeling more horny. You might be wanting to, you know, jump their bones. But there are different phases where you might feel a little more like wet cat.
Yeah.
Of
get away from me.
Kind of like, why do I feel? And of course, that can be typical PMS stuff. But yeah, just be mindful of that too. Like that whole spring, summer, fall, how different even within your own relationship you can be feeling about yourself or your partner. It's pretty wild.
That is so, like, so okay, so like the next time I feel like I hate your face, it might be autumn inside of me and I need to remember that, right? Sorry, it's my autumn, babe, but
it's
don't
my
fucking
autumn,
touch
babe.
Me.
yeah it's crazy.
That is so,
so
weird. I have a question for you, and if it's TMI, you don't have to answer it, but
oh, sure.
Were you able to use tampons right away, like when you first got your period, or do you have to like work up to that?
I don't remember.
Okay.
I'm assuming because you have a famously
narrow
Chinese finger trap of a vagina that you had some issues.
I did. I could not wear, okay, so I got my period at 11 or 12, and I could not wear tampons until I was 17. And the only reason I was able to wear them is because I had lost my virginity.
Oh,
so
my God.
Once I had sex, I could wear tampons, but I could never do it before that. Never. And I would try every single month.
And wow.
It wouldn't get up there.
God, we need to put your pussy in a museum. Cam is like the luckiest man on the planet. That's crazy.
I mean, it's seen a lot of action at this point. So who knows if it still has that elasticity that they talk about,
just weathered.
An old sock now. But yeah, I'm just so interested to know if anybody, I'm sure there's been a lot of people that have that experience, but I felt so weird growing up because all of my friends were able to wear tampons and I couldn't, and they couldn't understand. Nobody could understand why.
Yeah. And then I just waddled up next to you in my fucking diaper and was like, listen, we'll be friends.
Yeah, I think we would have been BFFs back then for sure. I would have pulled you out of that fucking water and be like, don't worry, get behind me. I'll take care of them.
Thanks, babe. I do think we would have been BFFs back then too. Oh man. Well, hope this helped you guys. Yeah. I know it's a lot of info, but if you're looking for more, like if you're more of a visual person, TikTok has so many great videos about it where it like lists all the things on the screen and all of that. So just type in menstrual phases on TikTok and you'll be on your way. All right. Do you have a segment, Delaney?
Well, I feel like I should do a goals update because I kind of set a goal for myself on, was it the last episode we recorded or a couple episodes ago? We were talking about the sleep, trying to get better sleep. Mm-hmm. And you know how I said I would try to start setting an alarm for myself around 8 p.m. to start getting ready for bed. So I would be ready for bed, watch my TV shows, go straight to bed. I have been failing miserably. I have not done it most days or nights. And then the one time I did remember, I said, okay, I'd set my alarm for 8 o'clock. And then my alarm went off when I was watching TV. And I stopped it and I made myself a sandwich. And then I fell asleep on the couch. And then Cam told me to go to bed at like 11:30. And that was my bedtime routine. So I am continuously fucking up in this realm. But you know what I'm going to do right now? Live on air, baby.
Hey.
I'm going to set my bedtime alarm and I will keep you posted on it because it's really important to me to try to do that, like build that habit. It makes everything better, but I just don't do it.
It's not shocking to me that your bedtime alarm quickly turned into your sandwich alarm. I mean, very on brand.
Holy shit. Is this going to be like Pavlov's dog now? Every time I hear my alarm, I'm going to want to make myself a sandwich and take a nap. I feel like I'm totally fucked. We'll see.
Oh,
TBD.
Oh my God.
What about you, Kelfs? What do you got? Funny.
I just have a quick good shit that I got to be in LA over the weekend and have a great in-person hang with Delaney.
Yay! It was so nice.
It was so nice. We went and got lunch and just got to catch up on everything in person, and then I had some shows there in Hollywood, and then I had my tour show at Flappers in Burbank, and it was sold out, and it was so much fun. If you came to that show, thank you so much. You were such an awesome crowd, and
that's awesome.
It was very nice. So love seeing you. It really made my whole day.
I love being able to hug you and smell you in real life. It was
great. I know. You too.
You always smell so good.
Oh, so good. Oh wow. Yeah, it's so nice because Delaney and I record over Zoom, and it's so nice to see each other in person. But
yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, again, kelseycook.com for those tour date tickets. I will be at the Dania Beach Improv this weekend. I'll see you guys there. So many other ones coming up.
Beautiful. And you can go to delaneyfisher.com to listen to the podcast Career Crush.
Yay. Okay, all guys. Right. Have a wonderful day.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless Podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag @selfhelplesspodcast so we can repost you and say thank you.